everybody, and welcome. We are the Triple Clowns, and we're going to talk about Santa Anita on Memorial Day. That's May 30th, Memorial Day. That's right. We're going to give you all the stakes races, which are three, which is the Hollywood Gold Cup, the Shoemaker Mile, and the Gamely Stakes. So pay attention. We're going to give you all the winners here with the Triple Clowns. Remember to hit that like and subscribe button, and we're going to give you all the winners. All right. So, AJ, what do we got? Let's start it out.
All right. So the first one, race number four on your card, the Santa Anita Gold Cup. This is a grade one stakes race for three-year-olds and up. We are going a mile and a quarter on that Santa Anita dirt. I went really, really light here. I really like Stiletto Boy, the five, coming in after that win in the grade two Californian. Wire to wire looks really good. There's some other great horses here, but I'm going to go light. I just went with the five.
Wow, interesting. And we'll get to that. Tom, all right. So, AJ, with the five, Tom, what do you got?
Yeah, I mean, cannot say many bad things about Stiletto Boy. You guys know how much I love a horse for a course. This horse loves it here. Beat Spielberg here last time out. Right, a respectable third in the Santa Anita handicap. And, man, this horse is played with a lot of other good horses. I mean, Nick's Go, come on. When you lose to him, it's not too bad of a day. Then we have the couple remaining Baffert horses here. I'm not going to put this in a pick four or anything like that, but I probably be chalky, but I kind of do like Defunded here. Coming off back-to-back first place finishes. Last time out, he lost by a nose, but looking at the five, big time here, Stiletto Boy.
Just the five.
All right, Stiletto Boy, that's funny. You guys both have that single, and I'm going to go right now. I'm going to jump on in, and I'm going to fade your five, guys. That's right. I'm fading your five, and I'll tell you what in a second why. I have Royal Ship. First of all, I can't believe you didn't mention this horse. And when you say beat Nick's Go, big deal. Country Grammar would beat Nick's Go for fun. We all know
you hate Nick's Go.
Yeah, no, it's not even that. I told you exactly, like, Nick's Go was the fraud that I said he was. Remember that? And I'm going to tell you, Stiletto Boy is a lot like that. It's a lot like the fact that he needs a lead, and he's not going to get it today. He's not going to get the lead. Let's look at it. Stiletto Boy has never won without the lead, has he? He's never won without the lead. Take a look, guys. And Defunded will beat him like a rug to the turn. There's no doubt. We have the two horses there. So I'm going to go with Defunded right here, as well as the two Royal Ship. I mean, this horse came off a layoff. I'm a little bit – I met this horse before. I like him. I know Mike Smith loves this horse. That's something about that there. And he ran a better number in defeat to Country Grammar. Country Grammar. Like, you remember that horse just won the richest race in the world, right? You know, we're talking about that horse. This horse might be back. He's ready for a huge run, I believe, to be a top-tier horse, if not the best in the country. This is ready. Royal Ship's ready. With that being said, I'm also going to take the four. So I'm going to talk about two horses here. And Defunded, because he's going to go to the lead. And I want to see what Stiletto Boy does when he gets beat by six to the turn. And we'll see what's going to happen. Because Defunded's going to go to the front. The odd thing with it is, if he can set decent fractions, he could possibly steal it. This is another horse second off a layoff. Spielberg maybe lead blocks for him. Let's face it, same barn, right, guys? Maybe Spielberg's breaking dead left. We don't know. So I'm going to go 2-4 here. That's it. I'm fading your five.
Well, I got nothing exciting after that because I was going 2-4 as well.
What?
I was not picking Stiletto Boy. I don't know what more there is to say about Royal Ship. I think Randy covered it all completely, but Defunded was going to be my horse I was going to throw in. He hasn't run this distance since his four-year-old career, but he seems like his last race out, he's really come in great, great form. Could be some career best form here. And he's run in graded company before. He knows the competition here. You know, you look back, he's raced against, you know, Rock Your World, Medina Spirit, Dream Shake, these horses we've all heard before, Jackie's Warrior. So he had a really tough three-year-old career. And then coming in to get a win his first time out back, like I said, he looked exceptional. A horse that I'm going to think is going to put up a really good fight with Royal Ship. So I had 2-4 as well.
All right, so Sarah fading the five.
Yeah, Randy and I fade in the five. So AJ and Tom are both singling the five, and Randy and I both have 2-4 for race four.
Which means Spielberg is the winner.
Spielberg's going to win. Yes.
Nice price.
So there goes Harvard, who I played pretty hard last.
You did. You did. Really, and he actually doesn't look too terrible if you're looking for kind of a price. Classing
up a lot.
Yeah.
No, short field. I mean, that's a nice price.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's go on to the next stake race. What do we got, Alex?
All right. Well, moving right along from a grade one on the dirt to a grade one on the turf. This is the Shoemaker Mile. And yes, if you haven't guessed it already, that race is 1 mile long. It's for 3-year-olds and up. We got a field of 6 horses here. I'll start us off. It is smooth like straight always for me. I love this horse. I tend to bet this horse quite a bit. I bet him in the Breeders' Cup Mile, bet him in the Maker's Mark Mile, and both times he, you know, got top three but didn't get me the win. 4-5 here is a little bit short price, so I'm going to play him, but I'm going to need someone else in there because I don't want to see a super chalky day here at Santa Anita Park. So I went with also the one, Master of Fox Hounds, putting up 2 really good efforts here at Santa Anita on the turf. Changes barns, that might be a good thing, get after the 2 second place finishes. But again, ran some big numbers, competitive numbers with what Smooth Like Straight has been putting up his last few races. So at 5-1, I feel like that's a pretty good value play. And then also Count Again, another horse that, look, I know it got 6 in that Maker's Mark Mile. Smooth Like Straight got 3rd. I mean, but it wasn't far off. And before that, had 1-2 in a row here at Santa Anita. Comes back to Santa Anita, going for a 3rd win this year at Santa Anita. Irad Ortiz, I think Count Again, even at 7 years old here, is very, very dangerous.
Well, all right. So you have the 1-2-5. All right. Let's move on, Tom. Tom's getting up. All right. He's so disgusted by your pick.
He hated your pick that much. It. Tom was about to leave the show. That's all right, Tom. We'll give you a chance to.
I hated them so much that I almost duplicated them. Smooth Like Straight. I mean, this horse is always in the thick of things. Last 11 races, he's finished in the money. That goes back to 2020. Ran against a big company like AJ had mentioned. And I also liked the 2. It's kind of like the show we did last time. I don't need to say anything. I do like Count Again. It's a 7-year-old gelding that loves running at Santa Anita. Back-to-back wins here. I'm throwing that race out at Keeneland, like you had mentioned as well, AJ. Throw that out. Very impressive. Very impressive horse. So I just went very chalky here, 2-5.
All right, 2-5. And we don't plan this beforehand. And it's probably why it's going to burn me. Because if I keep fading the favorites, like I'm going to hear, and I'm going to tell you why. Ooh. I'm going to give everybody my reason why I'm fading Smooth Like Straight here. And it's also like, I like to picture the race in my head. And if you look at this 6, and all I'm saying is, I'm not playing the 6, but 6 has blinkers on, got Maldonado. He's going to burn with Smooth Like Straight. And that's a problem because I think he's going to press Smooth Like Straight so much that it's going to be too fast. And that's what I'm going to guess. That's what I'm going to bank on, that they're going to go out too hot because I think they're going to fire the 6 out. With that being said, I think it sets up for this horse that I've played a million times and I've lost so many. Last 6 races, I think. Master of Foxhounds. Sets up perfectly for horse stalking right behind those 2. I love it. And I'm going to play Count Again. The 2, which you guys mentioned before. And I have to question this, and I don't know why, if you guys noticed this or not. Why is Irad out here? Okay, so look at his 3 horses. I don't believe, which I think I possibly could know. I don't think he's out for going to Vegas. He's on that horse. I don't think he's here for who was he in the first race? I don't think he's there for There Goes to Harvard. So he's here.
Interesting.
For I believe this horse. That says something, right?
Especially because he's at Belmont as we're doing the show.
Exactly.
Like, so he's running right now at Belmont.
Flying out for 3 rides. I get it. They're all grade ones. But if I have to say which horse he's really going out for, and I'll grab the other two. And D'Amato does have two, so I don't know if they talked about it or whatever. I don't know that.
Right.
And they're two sort of favorites. I think it's this horse he came out for. So count again. Give me that horse all day long. I'm going to go. I'm going to fade Smooth Like Straight, and I'm going to go with 1-2.
1-2. All right. I like Master of Foxhounds as well. I am playing him, but I am taking Smooth Like Straight. I think Randy's the only one fading him here. I am taking him. But I did not put Count Again, and I went back and forth, but I didn't want to go too terribly deep in a six horse field. So just stuck it with the two, but Smooth Like Straight, this is this horse is kind of like a big question mark sometimes. And I mean, he runs in the money at least. So definitely you could play him that way. Will he get the win is a big question mark.
Sure.
Especially here, you know, we know him at the mile. He likes the mile. He can handle the mile. Let's see if we can get him a win. But I think Master of Foxhounds is really going to put up a big battle here.
Yeah.
Plus
we got JJ. We got JJ aboard here. JJ was ridiculously fire. On fire Saturday at Santa Anita.
5 for 9.
Yeah. With four of those being stakes wins. So hopefully he will get me a stakes win here as well. But you really look at the last few races of Master of Foxhound. You know, last time I just think he couldn't get over that wide draw. It wasn't the greatest, you know, widest of draws, of course, at Santa Anita, but he still could not get in, could not get a spot in the race. Before that, he just had a really, really bad break. And a bad ride, but we could definitely forgive him here because he still came in to get second placings, and we'll see him here dropping back to that mile. I think, and he's quick. He's real quick out of the gate. So post position one is not going to be a problem at all.
All right.
No. Well, what's interesting about Smooth Like Straight and Randy's fading him is the fact that I get it because this horse has not won in a year, but the last race this horse won was this race. So
it's just
a side note I feel like I needed to put out there.
Well, yeah, and that's where Foxhounds hasn't won in like 2 years.
Yeah, so if you're going to fade a four to five shot, I mean, why not? Especially considering the luck it's
had. If the six is scratched out of this race, that's my angle. If the six was scratched, I would change my mind. I just weirdly think that six is going to press him.
You're making
that's
point.
The kind of stuff where you could catch a flyer. Because I think this six with Maldonado is one of the best gate jockeys in the world, putting the blinkers on. Horse does have some early kick. Sits sometimes, but if he can wake him up and go, I feel like it's going to be a press. Six is, yeah, I'll change my. I mean, that's how it is, though, everybody. You know what I mean? If there's a scratch in the race, my angles aren't going to work. All our angles aren't going to work. Sometimes. But, yeah, interesting. All right.
Yeah, well, let's recap the Shoemaker Mile. AJ has 1-2-5. Tom is the 2-5. Randy has the 1-2. And I come in with the 1-5. So let's go on to the final stakes race, which falls on the final race of the card. AJ, what do we got?
You said it. Let's go from race 4 to 5 all the way now down to race number 10, the last race of the day at Santa Anita, the Grade 1 Gamely. This is for 3-year-olds and up. We are staying on the turf, and we are going a mile and eight. Interesting enough in this race, obviously we talked a lot about Vegas pre-show, but going to Vegas in this one, I have my doubts on the change here. So I'm going to fade that 3-1 a little bit, and I'm going to go with three other ones that one we've talked about before many times on this show. That is going to be the 6 Going Global, coming off of the Grade 2 win. At a mile last time out, I think this horse could be an absolute monster. Has won a Grade 1 here at a mile and an eighth before. Flavian Pratt, 8 wins, 13 starts. I mean, let's be real. Leaving that horse off the ticket just seems like an absolute mistake. But I need a price, so I'm going to go a little bit deeper. I like the 7, Nige Blanche, who we've talked about here on the show quite a few times before. 2 wins in its last 3 starts. Obviously, one of them going to Vegas. but just by a nose. And that was at a mile and a quarter. This horse is good. Clearly a grade one contender. I know it hasn't had the best luck against going to Vegas, like I've said, but 6-1 seems like a price. 8 wins, 18 starts. And then the last one I'm going to take is the 2, Canoodling, who is now coming off of the win. I know it was a wire-to-wire win. I don't know if the lead is something this horse can get here in this race, but 2 wins and 3 starts on the Santa Anita turf since it switched over being here. I like Hernandez. He's winning at 21% right now. Let's get him out to the front and let's get a price home.
All right.
All right. Well, I feel like Tom's a little bit frustrated right now. So
you suck. You really suck. You know what? I do like that 7. And I was writing down some notes that some things that you said, AJ. Probably the best description of the 7 is you said the horse was good. So that's some expert analysis on the 7. Yep. I didn't have that.
The horse is good. It's a good horse. It's a good horse.
Good horse.
He runs fast.
I do really like that 7 as well. It's in great form. And you all know how much I love these long races on the grass. And I love nothing I love more than a horse that comes, meets his holes, goes through, beep, bops, and beeps, and weaves, and gets that, nails it at the wire. This horse has great closing speed. Looked fantastic just a couple weeks out. I like my long layoffs, but I really like how this horse has been kind of just working. Santa Barbara is just like early May or something. You had mentioned the 6, and you did a great description on the 6. I really like that horse as well. I think it's talk about good form, fantastic form, and just bred perfectly for the green grass. So just going a little bit light here with the 6 and the 7.
All right. 6-7. All right. So I'm going to go, and I'm slowly becoming the Ken Rudolph of the Triple Clowns. Good. Here. Yeah. I'm not going global, but of all the favorites, this would be my worst play not to, honestly. But I am going to go with the 1. I'm going to tell you why, going to Vegas. And Diamato takes over for Valdez. I don't think that's a big deal. Diamato on the turf is a great horseman there, great trainer. He also he handles one of our horses, Carpe Venom, which is the same type of horse. And the one thing I do worry about going to Vegas is barn changes with this horse could be a problem. But he told me personally that the horse is doing well over in the other barn because this horse is always on her toes. She's not the nicest horse in the world in the sense of she always wants to run. She doesn't like to go different places. She went to a farm for 2 weeks to get a rest. She was supposed to go for like 60 days. They had to bring her back to the barn because she was so unhappy. She is, you know, temperamental, let's just say, but she can run. And I think who she's run against and where she'll be placed, the last race, I'm going to throw draw a big line through it because there's no doubt that horse needed the rest. They brought her back early. They turned her back too quick. And I know you guys like this long layoff stuff, but one of the biggest angles in the world, guys, is a quick turn back. But sometimes it doesn't work, which it didn't for her. And I think, you know, I mean, she's undefeated at this distance. And I think this horse can rate or go to the lead. That's a big, big time thing. I think the horse will be closer than you think. Gets Irad here. I mean, that's not a bad thing. I think she'll be closer to the lead than most people probably think. She'll be bet down though. She'll be bet down. Yeah. Giant ownership group with 3 ownership groups that are very big. But I really like her in this race. I like her in this spot a lot. The next one I'm going to go with is the 2. Like you guys said, Canoodling. I think it's curious here, but I do think this horse will be the leader. I mean, I know Eddie's New Dream, but this horse beat Eddie's New Dream out, I believe, last time. Mm-hmm. Has the inside. Going to Vegas is not exactly pop and go wide. So I think this 2 is going to have a lead and could wide the field if it gets away with setting soft fractions and might be able to. Maybe the 5 presses. I don't know. But I do like that. JJ, we talked about that, on fire. So I'm going to go 1-2 again, and I'm going to fade the favorite.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I'm on the two as well. I like canoodling a lot here. I think canoodling and going to Vegas are just going to run together. Possibly sit off the hip of going to Vegas, which is a horse I am taking as well. This horse is going to battle for the lead. This horse is just tough. And of course, I had to take Going Global because I feel, how can you not? Has three wins at this distance, coming off an impressive win here the last time out in the Heroine Stakes. First outing this year, too, and just looked exceptional in that race. So I just went three deep, 1, 2, 6. Nige Blanche, this is a horse I kind of – you looked fantastic last time out. I talked to one of the owners right before the Santa Barbara Stakes, and they all agree this is the best horse in the barn. But I don't think – I think this horse needs a longer distance. I think this horse will perform much better at that mile quarter, mile and a half, just like we saw the last few races out. But they do speak very, very highly of this horse, and she looks great. She's in really great form. The owners kind of talked to me a bit like what they're doing with her, and she's just kind of the prized possession in that barn. But I just think this horse needs a more distance than the mile and eighth we got here. So 1, 2, 6 for me. AJ, you had the 2, 6, 7. Tom had 6, 7, and Randy going 1, 2.
1, 2. It's just because I read the two first horses and I haven't read the rest.
And then quit.
Yeah. Easy. Right. Like, I don't want to go through this. let me start with the 1. All right, I like that horse. Let me start with the 2. All right, I like that horse. All right, I got two horses. I turned the
TV on and I was like, you know what? Like, oh God, we're going on now. I'll take the 1, 2. Of course, I do.
Randy doesn't even know who the 3 through 7 is.
No idea.
Listen, at Santa Anita, I might be lucky. They might just be the 1, 2 who runs. So, I mean, yeah, I don't go. Yeah, like that's like handicapping also eligible at Santa Anita. Like, there's like one every 6 months.
Every 5 years.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it right there. We'll put up our picks on the back end of this. And remember, hit like and subscribe. We're going to try to do a lot of different things, guys, and it'll help us out if you give us likes and subscribe to us. Tell your friends about us, whatever. Good luck. Have a safe and happy Memorial Day. See you later, everybody.